Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780. This is basically a holiday show from here on in. Basically, because Friday. It's a holiday weekend, right? And we just, I mean, it just doesn't make any sense to really, really put much effort into the rest of this.
Do you, in your fam, okay, John, sure, you still have an hour, but okay. You
what?
You have a fourth of your job to do and you want to quit on it?
Now, no, I'm just saying about, you know, talking about stuff.
Sure, sure. Now, your family watches
Netflix.
Don't you
ever get to the point where you don't want to talk?
Yeah, that starts at 7:05. I don't want to talk anymore. I want to go home. I'm done. Now, your family watches a lot of Netflix, right? Do you watch it together, or is like you just is Netflix your thing?
Me and Wen.
Okay. So, would you be interested in buying products from your favorite shows on Netflix, like memorabilia and stuff, or a shirt that someone's wearing?
No, I don't care about that stuff. I know I'm not a memorabilia guy.
Or not memorabilia, but things from the show. Like more in that regard.
Well, did you notice? You didn't watch all the startup.
No,
but boy, they were not afraid to put out. I'm drinking a Heineken here. I'm using an Apple phone here. They were not afraid to put regular brand. You know, a lot of shows will not promote. I wonder how much they got paid by to, you know, because that happens too. Hey. If they drink Heineken beer, you're going to get a little something here.
Well, yeah, it wasn't an original Netflix show. I wonder, Crackle's a smaller streaming service. I wonder how maybe that's how they funded the production.
Yeah, that could well
that
be.
Stuff.
That's not a bad idea.
I bring it up because Netflix, I think starting yesterday, or at least today, will allow you to shop directly on the app. Like if you log into Netflix, they're going to have a shop part of it where
you can buy like a shirt that...
Like Eleven wore or something... Something based off of Stranger Things. They're going to do that. So if their shows hit, those shows that are very popular, they're going to allow you to directly buy things about those shows from them shows on the app. So
Coffee cup that the mom was drinking out of.
See, I'm not sure if it's like, oh, look, this was in the show, or it'll be a coffee cup with Stranger Things graphic on it or something like that. But like, you know, it's going to be like Amazon. Amazon, you know, sells other products, but they have their product thing, and they also have their Prime Video. Netflix is trying to get into the game, but it'll be stuff based on their original products, their original shows.
Yeah.
So a lot of it is anime stuff so far, and that's big. People like to buy anime stuff, t-shirts and stuff. I don't care so much. I'm trying to think, like, I love the movie or the show Dark. What can I get from Dark from Netflix? That show is very depressing and drab. They're all wearing like dark colors and dirty t-shirts. So, yeah, but Netflix is trying to get into the game. So you'll notice that I think either today or maybe it happened last night. You'll be able to shop on Netflix.
That is interesting. Do I want a startup coffee cup, a mug?
It depends. No. How much do you like the show?
So I would rather buy. I don't know if I should say. I don't think I would. But would you be interested in buying Anthony Weiner's sexts?
As an NFT?
Yes, he's selling them as NFTs. Anthony Weiner, who is a disgraced mayoral candidate because he likes to show his wares to women.
Who didn't ask for it.
Yeah. I mean, he's got... I don't want to say he's got some Deshaun in him. He was pre-Deshaun. Maybe Deshaun learned something from Anthony Weiner. I don't know. But they have some, they got some stuff in common. They like to show their wares. I don't know how proud, they must be proud. You know, I just like to show everybody.
Hey, look at me.
Look at me. Look at, you know, I you could go about it differently, but that's the way they go about it. Do you, like, could Deshaun sell his little baby towel as an NFT?
No, that's not a, is that a, or the moment that he took it off? Wouldn't that be what the
was
NFT
that the
is?
NFT, or yeah, is the because, towel?
Because the towel's an actual product.
Oh, it's a product.
Yeah, it has to be something not very tangible, like a, like the moment that Deshaun takes off his towel. Would you want to buy that moment?
Mm. Yeah, I
don't feel
I
would.
I don't know that. See, I just should, wouldn't it be better to open a Deshaun store? You could have number four. You could have the little baby towel.
You want a storefront? Or you can buy things from the Deshaun massage era? You want to buy stuff from that era?
I don't know. It sounds like it could sell.
Like the Texans. Well, they probably aren't selling
them
currently.
I don't think any of those women would want any of that. But
like if the Texans ever changed their jerseys, they could sell the throwback era Texans jersey. You want a storefront where you can buy things from the Deshaun era.
Right.
Of massages.
There's different massage oils. The ones that he likes the most.
The sheet that was too hot that he didn't want to wear.
The little baby towel he puts over himself.
Those aren't going to sell well, I don't think. There's too much stink on them. Like, not that you're getting...
I don't know. Look, I think someone would like that.
Some weirdo.
There's people out there that would like that.
That's a weird thing. That's a weird memorabilia store.
Yeah. Would you want to buy an NFT of Anthony Weiner?
No.
And his sexts?
I gotta have the moment he ruined his career. That's the one
you want.
That's the token I want, a non fungible token I want to buy. The moment Anthony Weiner crossed the line for the final time. Nah.
Yeah.
I don't. And by the way, male sexting is terrible. Who wants to hear a guy talk about what he wants a woman to do to him? Why do I want that?
Well, and he sends pictures of himself too.
Even worse. Why
That's
would I
not
want
something
that?
You're interested in?
No. Can you imagine in whatever state he's in how creepy those texts were, and then he's got a picture attached to it? I don't want that moment. It'll haunt you for life.
Huh.
It's haunting him for
There's
life.
There's a tennis pro, a female tennis pro, Alexandra Oleynikova. She's offering prospective buyers a part of her arm.
She's cutting off pieces
of
her arm?
Well, it's non-fungible.
Non-fungible.
You can buy part of her arm.
Well, we know the Hollywood actress made her vagina a non-fungible token for charity.
So how much did she get?
I don't know. I don't know if...
How much does that,
I don't know
that,
if the
that bid, thing worth?
I don't know if... I wish you wouldn't say put it that way, honestly. I really wish you wouldn't have said, how much is that thing worth? I don't know. I don't know if the
It is a thing, isn't it?
It's a non-fungible token is what
thing.
It is. The way you said it, the tone.
It's not a person, place. It's a thing.
The tone is the bigger issue for me. How much is that thing worth? I don't... It's terrible. I don't know if that's been put on sale yet, but...
Oh.
What? Can you buy her forearm and her wrists and things like that?
She raises her right arm to take a shot of women, and it would be on prime display. Oh, you get her arm in the air or something.
I don't... How's that valuable?
I don't know. Hey, it's not a bad thing. I talked for 4 hours. Would someone like to buy my mouth?
You're gonna look if you buy you. Buy,
what do you do with that?
What do you say exactly? You buy John's mouth. You're gonna get more than the radio aspect of it. Are people ready for all of?
I don't know.
They're gonna provide.
How much is it worth?
I'll
sell it.
I do know people would love for you to be on Twitch, but you know that's a job saving thing where you're not on Twitch. So I think people would be interested in if they could get every moment that you. What do you use that mouth for?
I am on Twitch.
No, but...
Oh, you mean in the commercials?
During the breaks.
Yeah, I'm not doing all that.
Yeah. You know if someone gets your mouth, they get everything you do with your mouth.
What you do with that mouth, though?
Well, that's a question you're going to have to answer for people now to up the value. Don't tell... Yeah. Just think. You may want to keep your mouth out of it.
Yeah.
Because, you know... Because every time you buy a product, it has a summary of the product. What would be the summary for your mouth if someone made a purchase?
He kissed his mom with that mouth?
No, but that's not a current thing.
Oh.
What are the things your mouth currently does? That's how you sell your product.
Think it about yells, four.
Think about all the things your mouth
Get out
does.
The way.
Do you want that in a summary?
I don't think so.
No.
she's using that thing to donate money to fight climate change.
She's using,
which makes sense.
Who, the tennis player or the actress?
The actress.
Cara Delevingne?
Yeah, she's trying to raise money for climate change. She's using that thing to get some climate change.
She's using that thing.
Yeah.
She's auctioning her NFT for climate change. Her, her vagina as an NFT for climate change.
Oh, bad Tyler Fly says, I got a pretty mouth. I don't know. I don't know how much it go
do
for.
Do you have? Your mouth is pretty?
That's what he says.
Would you? You should actually get into it. You've been a long-standing radio host. You've done television. What do you think your mouth would go for?
Let's find out.
Man, put your mouth in OnlyFans and see how much you can make.
When we come back, we haven't talked about the playoff in a while, but it's a real thing. It is a real possibility that the 12-team deal is going to go down.
Yep, and I will provide some entertainment that you didn't know you needed. I mean, it's another sports option. I'm just going to give it to you. We haven't talked about it at all because we're not that type of show. But there's something out there that comes around every couple years in the summer that we pretend we're really into, and because we can bet on it. And I'll talk about that too.
Okay. On the other side. But right now we got Absolute Marble and Granite. We got Jeff Aronoff, who is, as I mentioned before, he is awesome at what he does. And what he does is he gets to your home or your business, and he is going to make it better. He's just going to make it better. And you know what? It's about time you put some money into this thing. If you're looking for a great way to add value, well, you can't just sit there and think, well, these old countertops that are 20, 25 years old, this is fine. It's not fine. Those old cabinets, vanity in the bathroom, the bathtub, everything that you have to do to your home to make it more sellable, to add the value to it, how about more livable for you? How about more proud of it when people come over? How about more usable if you put in an entire patio outside? All of these things add to the value of your home or your business, and they make it so that, it's a better place to be. And that's what Jeff Aronoff does. It's got to be a big job. You're looking to do a huge remodel job, or you're building and you want Jeff Aronoff to come and check out what you're building. And he can actually help you by putting in and being the architect of what you want to do outside or in. It's all at 713-880-2822, 713-880-2822. It's Absolute Marble and Granite.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Invariably, I would get Michael Douglas gifts.
Well, what does his mouth do?
What that mouth do, John?
Yeah.
Stop. Dollar says, Almighty Dollar says, that's actually genius, selling NFTs of John Granato's mouth, saying, what you doing with that mouth? And who does it?
It's like Inception. But your mouth saying, what do you do with that mouth, though?
What you do with that mouth? What are you doing with that mouth, though? What does she look like?
These are all moments people would love.
Dovencito and... Cal should sell that.
That's really a niche thing. For us, I don't know how many people would realize the importance of.
So, you're pro 12-team playoff, right?
I am a fan. I don't really see any negatives to it. People discuss that it makes the regular season less important. I don't buy that. I think it brings more teams into the mix. People talk about how you're opening it up. As opposed to making it an elite thing, you're making it something that even average teams can be a part of. And I will say, like I said before, the average margin of victory in the semifinals is almost 20 points. So it's not as if these teams you consider elite are actually providing competition for the top teams. They're generally blowouts. And some of the finals have stunk as well. So if you're going to give me matchups at 8-9 and 5-12 and 7-10 and so forth, where the games are more compelling, and they mean something, I'm all for it. Yes, I know the 12 seed probably can't win a national title, but you know what? The 4 seed in most years can't win a national title because they're so much worse than the 1. I don't really buy into that argument.
What made the NCAA tournament great?
The chances for a Cinderella to
the underdogs.
Yeah,
right.
Let's say the 12 seed wins a couple games, and that's where it ends. It ends in the semifinal. Great. That's a great run for that program. That's a great run. That's great talking points to talk about. And by the way, the 12 seed probably wouldn't be on the level of like a Butler. It'd probably be some.
Well, it's going to be a pretty good
third place
team.
It's going to
be the group of five.
Yes,
team.
Or it could be a third place team in some conference who goes on a run. It's not going to be a Butler type, but it'll be a team we recognize and know a lot about. So it won't be like, oh, they're not one of the blue bloods. Oh, well. It's a team you've seen play quite a bit.
One of the blue bloods is what makes the NCAA tournament great. We got unbelievable upset. Now, are they going to go all the way through? I don't know. But at least they're playing meaningful games as opposed to bowl games.
And the likelihood of us not knowing anything about that team is very low.
Right.
Considering if they're in playoff contention, people are going to start to find out about them if they hadn't been paying attention to them before. No one's going to watch a team play in the playoff and go, I've never heard of these guys. That's not going to be the case.
And you know what would be awesome is if group of five, instead of a conference championship game, they had a playoff to get into the playoff, who they would consider the top two ranked teams. They meet up instead of going to a conference championship game, and they meet up to play to see who's going to be in the playoff.
Well, I think that would be a difficult thing only because Mike Oresko, the guy you're not too fond of in the AAC, believes this will remove that tag from them, the group of five
group
tag.
Of five
he
tag.
Believes with this,
well, guess what?
They'll become, at least that conference will become a P6.
No, guess what, Mike Oresko? Boise State's going to have something to say about that. And so will maybe Western Michigan, who got in there 1 year.
Well, that's from the MAC. Yeah, certainly. That is one team, but he believes his conference as a whole doesn't deserve that tag of group of five.
Of course he doesn't,
thinks they're
but you
better.
Know what he did about it? Nothing.
Well, this is what he fought for. He's going to take the approach that this inclusion of 12 is something I fought for, and because it's not just an automatic entry for the Power Five conferences, you could very well not make it if your Power Five conference champion is below a couple of group of five conference champions. That stuff goes by the wayside now that if my team finishes 10th and they're higher than you, I could get a bye as opposed to some Pac-12 team. That's been their fight for years now. That's why they put P6 in the back of the helmets and stuff.
That is not only going to be it's so unlikely to happen. And if it does, the rare occurrence that it does happen, will be a major story to get a bye out of the
Cincinnati was
AAC.
Did Cincinnati finish eighth last year?
Cincinnati finished eighth.
So who was ahead of them?
There were two for the first time, I think, last year. Two group of fives in this playoff scenario.
So it was Oklahoma would have been ahead of them as a conference champion. In last year, Alabama,
Clemson, Ohio State, and Oklahoma.
Yeah, so they still would have been ahead. Yeah. But if you know, one Power Five catches a loss when they don't expect it, and they finish, you know, they finish the regular season 9-3, and Cincinnati goes undefeated.
So you got to be a conference champion to get a bye.
But yes,
you not guaranteed a spot if you're a conference champion.
Correct. The top four conference champions in terms of the rankings get a bye. But if you are a conference champion who finishes, I guess if you're the seventh, is it the seventh best? I don't know if it's, I don't remember if it's sixth or seventh best conference champion in terms of your ranking, you could be left out. It's only the top six conference champions are guaranteed a spot. So if you're the seventh and you're deemed not worthy, you don't make it. So the Power Fives aren't guaranteed a spot in a playoff if they win a conference championship. You have to be in that top six.
Only 1 year, last year, would the Pac-12 not have made
the tournament. Their conference champion didn't even win their division. The only reason they made it, Oregon, is because Washington couldn't play because of COVID stuff. Yeah. So they went on to play USC and won that game.
Speaking of which, are all college football players going to be vaccinated?
I don't know how you force those guys to do it. I don't know.
I don't know if you're a head coach why you wouldn't.
Well,
did you hear Bruce Arians' message?
He said, if you want it to go back to normal. They're like, oh, coach, did you bring in any experts to talk to the players? Goes, yeah, I'm the expert. If you want it to be normal, get vaccinated. That's what he said.
That's Bruce Arians.
And then, yeah, and then Sam Darnold said, well, there's some, it's extenuating circumstances. I don't know. He did the mealy mouth thing about, you know, this is a guy who's probably not going to get vaccinated.
Sam, catch it and not be vaccinated and see how that works out for you.
If you don't want to get it, fine. But let's not, I can't stand when you pretend like you're uninformed. Like, you have a reason why you're not getting vaccinated and just say it. Or say you refuse to answer the question. But if you're going to go into the, well, there's extenuating circumstances, I don't want to do it. Look, Sam Darnold, you know, a big part of your job is knowing a playbook. You're never going to tell anyone, well, there are extenuating circumstances. That's why I couldn't figure things out. You can figure it out. And I bet you have reasons why you don't want to do it. Just say it. Or say I'm not answering the question. But don't pretend like things are up in the air and you don't get it.
It's legitimate. If you're worried about the long-term consequences of a new vaccine, I get it. I get it.
And that's why you're not getting it.
Say it. But
don't pretend you're still trying to figure things out.
Do you still think that you could possibly turn into a zombie?
I mean, it's a chance I'm willing to take at this point, only because I don't think I'd mind being a zombie.
Do you still think that you can stick a fork to your forehead and it'll stick there because of the magnetism?
I've never thought that.
Well, there are apparently a doctor in Ohio or Michigan went before and said, yes, there people are sticking spoons to their forehead and they're sticking to them.
Well, I hope those people don't.
Because of the magnets.
I hope those people don't go one of those. I don't know if they're called. You barely see them anymore. You only see them in movies, like those giant magnets that suck up cars.
Yeah.
I hope those people don't walk near one of those because it'll be a problem for them.
It is a problem. Mm. If all of a sudden they're scooped up by one of those giant magnets because of the vaccine, that's a problem.
It is. So I hope they avoid it. If you got the vaccine and now you feel magnetized, I hope you avoid giant magnets.
Yeah.
That is one thing you're going to have to take into account.
Stay away from giant magnets. All right? If you're vaccinated, I'm staying away from them. Do you think I want to be lifted up by a giant magnet?
I don't even like being around people, so I'm definitely going to stay away from magnets.
Well, yeah.
I live a life of avoidance.
You really kind of do.
Yeah. In fact, the vaccine was almost really unnecessary for me because I'm never around anyone anyway. But I did it. I did mention before we go to break, I mentioned a sport that we don't pay much attention to.
Yeah.
But it's gotten some run here because of the U.S.
All right.
You know,
let's do it on the other side.
You know, there's a big sporting event happening in Europe starting today.
Huge.
That takes our imagination. There's nothing huge about golf. That kind of captivates us for about a month and then we forget about it because it's those people, not us.
Uh-huh.
But it's a big deal. And it got delayed because of COVID. Last year,
is
and
it
it's
a
back.
Big deal, though?
Yes, it is. Well, yeah. You know, it'll be on at a reasonable time for us during the afternoon, so people can watch it. It's not in the middle of the night.
Not going to do that, though.
You don't want to watch one of your favorites play maybe in his final tournament?
We'll see. I don't even know what you're talking about, so we'll do it
you're
on the other side.
You're poo-pooing something you don't even know what I'm talking about.
1020 ESPN 97.5.
Your home for sports. ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Inscribed on the trophy with that free kick. Here comes Ede. Not got much help. Oh, he doesn't need any help. How about that? The striker who rarely scores has scored maybe the biggest goal in the history of the Portugal national team.
That was the game-winning goal for Euro 2016. The Euros are back, John. Delayed last year because of COVID. They begin again today.
I don't even know what that means.
Euro, the European Championship for soccer. You don't remember?
Yeah, no.
I'm telling you.
Never saw it.
You've never seen a European. That's a lie. You've never seen a European Championship game, like, in the tournament's history? One they play, Ronaldo, the Italians. Yeah, you've never seen that before?
No.
No.
You know, this is qualifying for World Cup?
No, it's the Euro.
It's just the Euro Championship?
Like we have our.
Do you get a bye if you win it?
No, you just get to be the champion of Europe.
That's it?
Yes.
This just doesn't mean anything other than that?
It means you get to be the best team in Europe for 4 years.
Never seen it.
I bet you have. You just didn't register it. It's back. And for the first time, John, if you weren't aware.
Wow, this is a wasted segment already.
It's only 2 minutes. You wasted a segment talking about whatever we just talked. I don't even remember what we talked about last segment. I'm just telling people. If you need a distraction over the weekend and you're like, baseball, whatever. And you're wondering what's on ESPN. That's what it is.
Is ESPN
they're carrying
broadcasting
it.
This?
Every summer. Well, not every summer. Every 4 years.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
You've seen
This is every 4 years too?
Yeah.
Euro Cup?
The Euro Cup or European Championship comes around every 4 years. You've seen it, I bet.
See, I've only been alive. Every 4 years.
I bet you in 2016 you at least knew what was going on. And for the first time, I think they're doing it in cities around Europe. Because normally it's in one place, like every major tournament. But they're doing it like England, Budapest, Russia. So it's a unique thing. But yeah, it may be Ronaldo's last major tournament. I think he'll, if Portugal doesn't qualify for the World Cup. So your boy, you should like Jonathan Joseph got a send off.
This is his last one ever?
It's possible. Portugal has to qualify for the World Cup and he's going to be an older player. But it's maybe his last major tournament, Ronaldo.
Do they have it's Germany, right? Isn't it always Germany?
Mm-hmm. It's open for debate this year. It's open for debate.
Is it?
And because there's not really a host country, you can't pick a favorite.
I'd say give us a preview, but then
I wasn't going to give you a preview. I just wanted people to know if you need something to watch over the weekend, you're wondering, baseball, basketball's not going great.
It'll be on early?
It'll be in the afternoons.
Oh, there's 7 o'clock game, but that would be about 7 o'clock game would be about noon.
Like for example, today's game's at 2.
Really, that's late game, there.
It'll be 9.
Nine-ish. They're doing it for our television.
Well, they always have late games, but it's better for them in the middle of the day not to have a game 11 a.m. our time. And plus it's the only game of the day, so they can put it wherever they want. But yeah, TV is coming into play here. But yeah, I'm just saying, something else to watch over the weekend. Not that you need to focus on it, but hey, it's better than, I don't know, golf.
That's the dumbest thing you've ever said.
No, it's
and
not.
It's amazing how many dumb things you've said, but that's the dumbest. I'm telling you,
watching the world's best play, something that's very important, it's better than watching guys walk around a park or whatever you guys do every day.
So they're playing at Congaree. Bruce Davidson, who used to be the pro at River Oaks and was on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour for years.
Where is Congaree?
Congaree is in South Carolina.
If you say
so. And that's where they're playing this week. And Dustin Johnson is right there near the top. Doc Redman is up there. So this is something that is more exciting than any stupid soccer match.
That's a lie.
Okay.
Where's it going to be broadcast on?
Either CBS. Oh, don't worry. It's on network television every weekend.
Would anyone know?
Or CBS, by the way.
Would anyone know that it's on?
Yeah. Everyone would know it's on. Okay, it was supposed to be the Canadian Open, but guess what? Canada shut down. Canada closed. No one wants to go there anyway. So it went to South Carolina, which is just like Canada. But
is it?
It kind of is a little bit. They're both places.
Yes, they're
both places. They both have golf courses.
They're both places on a map. You're correct.
Mm-hmm. Zero chance that I didn't see any of Portugal in 2016 when JT was in town. 2016, JT was
in the summer.
You know what? In 2016, JT was at Rice. Was it? Oh yeah, because they didn't play it last year. It would have been 20.
Yeah,
now it's 21. JT was at Rice, so I probably didn't watch it. I didn't watch any of it.
JT was at Rice, and he wasn't home for the summer. He was hanging out in the summer.
He lived. He was working out, so he was working out at Rice. So no. No, the answer is zero. The answer is zero.
I'm not going to believe it. I'm not saying you were locked in, but you saw some of it.
Yeah. Yeah, no question. The best part of this so far is it ends the Rose Bowl hostage holding. Now, they're going to use the bowl games. The Rose Bowl will be a part of this.
That was a question posed to the decision makers yesterday about why are you having on campus. Actually, they wanted to know why you weren't having the quarterfinals on campus. And they're asked about, isn't it a little tough to ask a team who's on a championship run to travel three times? And the guy was like, you can watch it on TV if you want. That's a great way to do it, too. So there was some pushback on why not on campus for the first two rounds. And they're like, hey, we got bowls to help make happy. What are you talking about? And that people can travel, and if they don't, watch it on TV.
Well, yeah, that'll be quarterfinals. Quarterfinals will be bowls.
Yes.
Semifinals will be bowls, and the championship will be bowl.
Or just like a Super Bowl bid process, right? Wouldn't they do it that way?
More than likely, or they're going to make sure that the Rose Bowl gets in there in big game.
The quarterfinal would be four sites.
So the Rose Bowl will be part of it, I guess, when they're in the semifinals, because they're going to be on New Year's Eve. They're going to be on New Year's Day.
I wonder how they. That's the other thing, the Rose Bowl. And this year it's going to be on New Year's Eve because the Rose Bowl is part of it, semifinal. So the playoff semifinals will be on New Year's Eve this year.
New Year's Day, because the Rose Bowl is part of it. So it'll be New Year's Day. They have to do New Year's Eve when the Rose Bowl is not a part of it.
Yes, New Year's Day.
New Year's Day.
New Year's Day. Hold on. Maybe it is. Was the Rose Bowl part of it this past season? No, right? Okay.
No, we did. Yeah. So here's the deal. Is the Rose Bowl is going to have to be a semifinal. Maybe the Rose Bowl becomes a semifinal every year.
Yeah, I mean, that would probably piss off the other bowls, but it's possible.
But that's what the Rose Bowl does.
They always piss off the other bowls. The quarterfinals are going to be four bowl games, and the semifinals would be two, and then you have your title game probably at a bid site.
I mean, for the quarterfinals, you do Poulin.
Yeah, you can use the peach or the orange. You can still do that. You can still use the major bowls.
That's early for those bowls, though. Now, normally, they're New Year's Day bowls.
Well, if you want to be involved in the playoff process, you're going to have to. Your dates are going to have to change.
Either that, or they do well. And you know what? So when you're taking the top 12, if you're not part of this as the Peach Bowl or the Gator Bowl or the Orange Bowl, you're getting 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th ranked teams as opposed to, you know, primetime New Year's Day or January 2nd bowl games.
And you'll sell it as we have one of the top eight teams in the country playing for a title.
Either that or you change the Peach and the Orange, or if you're not part of the semis or the national championship, guess what? You're going to be on the 24th of December. That's your bowl game.
I'm trying to find the dates for this year. Yeah, New Year's Eve. You got the so the Rose Bowl isn't involved. You got New Year's Eve, Cotton, and the Orange host the semifinals this year, and then you have the national championship game in Indy. I really hate national title games inside. It's one of my pet peeves. I hate them on turf. I hate them inside. Like, Arizona's okay because it's grass.
You don't like the New Orleans?
I don't like. I just don't like the look of it.
Oh my God! New Orleans is the best place for a national championship.
Sure. Well, whatever, LSU guy. Sure.
No, it's the Rose Bowl. It's the most. Yeah, it's the most fun. It's the best.
Well, because you like the bottoms up. The Rose Bowl is a better environment and picture. I don't care about Louisiana and LSU people loving the site. I get it. It's your home place practically. But I hate title games inside. I hate Super Bowls inside. Give me grass and outside. That's where real men play sports, John.
Oh, get off my grass.
It's the one.
Get off my.
There are a couple.
Get off my lawn.
There are a couple old guys.
The Rose Bowl from Arlington was a semifinal game on New Year's Day. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because they couldn't host
the Rose Bowl from Arlington.
They had to move it. And so Jerry gets to host two semifinals in a row because it'll be back in the Cotton this year. So he'll get to get two.
Oh,
of those.
You hate that too? That indoor?
I don't like it indoors. You could find. I don't like major events. College games indoors. I hate it. Just the way it is.
And
I don't
guess
know why.
What? Most of them are major college games.
Well,
that's the site from now on.
They split them. Well,
I'm glad you have hatred in your heart.
They split them up. I mean, there's two. The Peach, no one really counts, but it is a big, big game. But the Rose and the Orange are the two outside. And at least the Fiesta Bowl has natural grass. I can deal with the fact that it's inside because it has grass. I hate watching big games on turf. I hate Texas for changing from grass to turf. Why does Texas need turf? You can't play on grass.
You can't. At Texas, you can't grow grass, right?
Yeah, A&M can do it. But they're the agriculture school, though.
Maybe you ask the Aggies how to grow grass.
Yeah, why can't...
Hey, Longhorns, you're right down... It's not that far away. Ask the Aggies advice on how you grow grass. You don't know how?
And keep it nice. You're in Texas. You can't grow grass?
Come on, Texas.
But we all know the deal with
this. The Aggies would help you out. You know what? If the Aggies were doing it for Texas, that'd be all burned. It would look like...
Crabgrass?
We're going to send our freshmen... agronomist over.
Texas is back, folks.
It's not really.
Sark is there. And they're
I'm not sure that it's right. back so much.
Yeah, I wish their natural grass was back.
Hey, we got a lot of weird stuff to talk about when we come back. How about, what do you think? Do you think that a 14-year-old should karate kick a 74-year-old? Well, I don't know. We'll find out.
We need to find out what that 70-plus-year-old did.
Well, what did he do? That's right. We got to find that out, too. Next, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, we got a lot of news of the weird coming your way today here on the show. All kinds of... Jeffrey Toobin is back, Del. You saw this earlier.
Yeah, he's back on CNN.
Back on CNN. Now, why is this a story? Well, because apparently he had a Zoom meeting with colleagues, and he was caught pleasuring himself on this Zoom meeting.
He went that far? I always thought it was just exposing, but he went to the next level?
He went next level. Hmm. Yeah, I saw a headline that said he was actually the M word.
So, look, I have been in a lot of those Zoom meetings where you can just turn your camera off, even put your TV on mute so you can hear what's going on and it's not affected by what's happening in your environment. But I never thought to myself, this is a good time to do this.
Yeah. You know,
when I'm hearing about insert account exec who made this sale, let's give him a congratulations. And I'm not thinking, well, I mean, this is a great time to do what Jeffrey Toobin did. I don't get it.
Right.
I don't get the thinking.
No.
It's not the time. It doesn't feel like
you
the time.
Can't you wait until you close your laptop?
Or just not be a part of the meeting. Why are you a part of this meeting if that's what you want to do?
Wait till you close your laptop.
Like, he thought to himself, I'm going to turn my camera off and do this. But I need people to know that I'm there so it doesn't look like I skipped out on the meeting. You can't wait the 30 minutes or however long this meeting is to get that out of the... Or do it beforehand. You know when the meeting was going to be.
Right. Right. So, just outside the airport, whoever owns this building put on the roof of the building, "Welcome to Perth," which is nice, right?
In Australia, right?
Yeah, "Welcome to Perth," except it's right next to the Sydney airport.
Seems like something you could have figured out.
Somebody will look out and go, "Hey, what?"
It would be a little scary,
wouldn't it?
That is one of my small fears, that you're going to land in an airport and
you're getting on the wrong plane.
You're in the wrong city or you got in the wrong plane. Yeah.
I think that's kind of funny.
Welcome to Perth.
Yeah. A former Minnesota prison sergeant has been sentenced. Apparently, he was trading McDonald's for sex with an inmate.
Ooh.
Do you think...
So
was that inmate a little hard up? What with taking McDonald's for sex?
Well, think about it. You're in prison And it's not the Goodfellas where you can slice the garlic so thin with a razor blade.
Do you have a razor blade that you can slice?
You may have a razor blade, but it ain't for garlic. Huh. So you're not eating the same type of meals you would normally eat. So would a McFlurry be enough for you to do a favor for some person?
You know.
Look, I love a spicy chicken sandwich. McDonald's, man, it's not that great. Yeah. I don't think it'd be enough.
Yeah, I don't know that that's enough for me to, you know, I don't know that McDonald's is really, you're really selling yourself short, I think, if you're going to take McDonald's for some sex.
Some guy brought you a value meal, and that's what,
yeah. This is. I mean, if it's a nicer restaurant, maybe.
So, Maggiano's?
Yeah, Del Frisco's? Hey. Okay, now we're getting, hey, now.
You're taking care of me. I take care of you.
So, there's a 14-year-old that. A guy was fishing. A 74-year-old man was along the coast, right on the shore, fishing. And this 14-year-old came up from behind him and karate kicked him into the water.
Just because?
It's actually on video.
As a joke, he decided he just wanted to hit an old man?
Yeah, I thought he thought it'd be fun.
Was it funny?
Well, it wasn't that funny since he was arrested, but... His defense was, hey, everybody makes mistakes. So, do you think that's a plausible argument?
He is correct in saying everyone makes mistakes, but this one goes beyond a mistake.
Yeah.
Now, there's a podcast / YouTube show I like called Your Mom's House. It's brought to you by two comedians. They have a segment called Horrible or Hilarious where they watch videos and they determine, was that funny or just awful? Have you seen this video?
No.
Can you watch it right now, and you can tell us if it's horrible or hilarious?
What's it called?
No, watch the guy.
Yeah. No, I can't see it. It's just a picture of it.
Oh,
they didn't say.
Would you think?
So that's not, that's horrible.
It's horrible. You don't think it's hilarious?
A 74-year-old from behind, he karate kicks him.
On its face, when you listen to, you break it down, sure, that's horrible. But you think if you watched it and he hit him and he fell in the water, you'd laugh?
No.
You don't? Okay.
No, I think, hey, you little a-hole, you should go to prison.
I'm going to see if I can find it, see if I'll laugh.
Dell, did you see this? There was a soccer match going on, and apparently a parachutist came in the middle of the game and parachuted right into the middle of the pitch. So the referee gave him a yellow card. That's kind of funny, isn't it?
That's a game misconduct, right? You give him the red card. I think that he's a little lax.
Yeah.
That's
an easy ref right there.
Yeah. Hey, well, that's a red card.
Get out.
He's not even supposed to be on the
field.
You're
out.
Yeah. In the U.S.-Mexico game, when they're reviewing a potential penalty kick, the coach from Mexico put his arms on the back of the official while the official was looking at the review, and the official gave him red card and threw him out of the game.
That's what you should. Don't touch me.
Yeah.
What would you do if somebody came up and hugged you from behind like that? Red card?
It would have been more than a red card. But that's my point. That guy gave him a red card. The guy who parachuted onto the field only gets a yellow?
Yeah.
A little lax.
An Austrian man has been jailed for 19 months for getting a tattoo, Dell.
What's the tattoo?
It's a Nazi symbol on his testicle.
Didn't I tell you about in different parts of the world, hate speech can get you thrown in jail?
But wait a minute. It's on his testicle. How did anybody find it?
Look, if you're a guy who decides to put a Nazi symbol on your testicle, you're showing it to people. There's no way you keep that secret.
Yeah, I guess you would.
Think of the mindset. You want people to know you did that.
He says, I just got in bad people. Hey, everybody makes mistakes. No. He said, I just got in with bad company. Everybody makes a mistake.
Yeah, bad company, sure. But what possessed you to put it on your testicle? That's not a bad company mistake.
Yeah,
that's something about you.
That does say something about you. Well, you were high. You were something.
Was
something.
Meth involved, sir? And you know what he would say?
I don't know. I don't know if I don't know quite. I don't quite know how to answer that, to be honest.
Hmm. An 18-year-old, 11 years ago, an 18-year-old from Palakkad, Kerala, Palakkad. This is some kind of a.
Singapore? Where is this?
I have no idea where this is. Deepa Kumar. Yeah, it sounds like it's somewhere.
It's one of those places.
A place like that. Apparently, she went missing for 11 years. Well, they found her. She was living next door.
What is next door? 4 miles away? What do you mean? It's like right next door?
Right next door. Apparently.
Was she just living a normal life?
Secretly. Apparently, she, for 11 years, no one could find. She was gone missing in 2010, February of 2010.
She probably needed.
How is it that your neighbors didn't see you for 11 years?
Well, I wish I could have that.
Yeah, but you got Granny next door.
So stuff has to happen. If you're next door and no one knows that you're next door for 11 years, no one really missed you.
Yeah, well.
No one really missed you.
I think they were looking for her, but then.
How hard were they looking? Couldn't they have just looked over the backyard fence and seen, oh, look at you sunning outside. You're not looking that hard. Because unless you, this woman stayed in that home for 11 years, how did you not find her? On occasion, when I'm not purposely avoiding my neighbors, because I'm that person, if I gotta go to the mailbox and I see them outside, I'll just wait for them to go back inside. But on occasion, when I can't wait, I will see them outside and I'll pretend like I don't. That had to happen at least once, where she walked outside and you were outside at the same time. How? 11 years. Look. That whole missing person thing's a lie. They weren't missing her. I'm just telling you.
Sorry.
You're not working hard enough if she's next door.
Sorry. You know, what about the guy who he sold a piece of art that was invisible? Do you remember that guy?
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's a banana taped to the wall. A banana with the gray masking tape, mm-hmm. you know, taped to the wall, that has sold twice for $120,000.
Those are your people.
Well, apparently now there was another one that was on display at an auction, and some guy came up and tore it off and ate the banana.
Yeah, I love that guy.
The artist lost out on $120,000.
Get better security.
He said, I would have done it sooner, but I wasn't hungry yet.
I appreciate that man's penchant for chaos, but I don't think I would have ripped anything off a wall just to eat it.
Well, he was hungry, though.
Yeah, I get it, but
how long does this $120,000 piece of art last? Doesn't the banana it's rotten?
Yeah, that's the other question. Was this banana injected with preservatives to keep it like a normal looking banana?
It looks like it's getting black right here.
Or isn't that part of the art as it decays?
Is it art?
Or is it a banana taped to the wall? Well, says you, John. As this banana decays, it shows the level of decay in the human experience.
It is getting dumber and dumber and dumber what people will buy. The $80,000 piece of invisible art that an artist sold to somebody. It's invisible. It's nothing.
Why aren't we doing stuff like this?
I know.
There are people who are willing to spend money on nothing.
Sell my mouth. I told you.
You say that, but I don't think you'll follow through. You got to follow through with that.
We're done. You have a great weekend. If I still have a mouth, if I don't sell it, I'll talk to you again next week, everybody.
Do you ever wonder what ESPN 97.5 hosts talk about during the breaks? Well, now we have your f***ing answer.
I don't know why you got to do it with the effing. All you got to do is say earmuffs.
Just go to twitch.tv/ESPN 97.5 for exclusive, uncensored content.
Can you earmuff it for me?